What's up, guys? It's Gray Haas, and you have no idea how much it helps us when people like Gary, Amanda A., David A.S., and someone called Big Easy Blasphemy, great handle, by the way, join the Patreon. Our goal is to try to get to 500 supporters over there, which frees us up to do more things like live shows, live streams, and bonus content. You can even do a free trial. So please, please help us reach our goal of 500 supporters. For the price of a cup of coffee per month, you can help Mega keep going. Head to patreon.com/megathepodcast or check the link in the show notes. And thanks. Hey friends, you've probably heard me mention ButcherBox on here before, but if you haven't tried it, I gotta wonder, maybe you just hate deals? ButcherBox is high-quality meat and seafood you can trust, delivered right to your doorstep. It takes the guesswork out of shopping, and it is a godsend when it comes to saving me money and time. And here's the thing. If you're going to be cooking meat or seafood, just give it a try for a month and see if you like it. It feels decadent to have a freezer stocked with your favorite ingredients, and truly, who else is offering you free protein for a year? That's manna from heaven. What even is manna, by the way? Anyway, today, ButcherBox is giving Mega listeners free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Use my link, butcherbox.com/mega, and use code MEGA to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/mega, and use the code MEGA.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles new age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis. And at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
We are here, Lord, we are here, and we're ready to podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Gray Haas, and this is Mega, coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church, where we give our mega church a tiny family feel by introducing you to members of our church staff and community. Oh, it is a treat and a treasure. Isn't that neat? Anyway, each week I'm joined by my co-host. She's the weekend producer of our main auditorium. It is Hallie Levant.
Hi, Greg. That was great.
I just didn't, I really didn't like that.
Gray, it was so good. Nah. It's a new year. It's a new you.
Really gave me the creeps just even trying that. I'm sorry.
Well,
I can't do new things like that.
Hey, you gave it a shot, huh?
Yeah, I really
happy
wish you hadn't
new
made
year.
Me do that. Hey, happy new year, Hallie. So nice to see you. So great
it's
to be here.
So nice to see you. Many blessings on your 2021, my
you
brother
too.
In Christ.
I'm sad to see 2020 go. It was such a great year, but I'm hoping
2021
is even more bright.
Yeah. How was your week?
Oh, it was so awesome, Hallie. As you know, every New Year's Eve, we do a program with the youth, my teens in Climax. It's called New Year's Steve, and that is where we get our senior pastor, Steve, to come on down and hang out with the youth all night until midnight.
Which he doesn't normally like being with kids, but he does it once a year.
He really doesn't like kids or teenagers, but he takes one for the team for us once a year. And, he comes in, he gives a talk, and we do this really cool thing where we all write down our resolutions, and then we pass them up to Steve. There were probably 700 of the kids just writing down the hopes and the dreams and the things that they want to change about themselves for the year, passing them to Steve, and then he reads them all out loud.
Oh, what were they?
Well, most of them were just wanting to lose weight, get more TikTok followers. A couple of the guys, I guess I had one kid that I'm kind of afraid is an incel, so we couldn't read his out loud. But anyway, they were great. But then Hallie, Steve does this amazing thing where he takes all the resolutions, he puts them in a pile, in a big steel drum. He pours lighter fluid on him and he lights him on fire.
Awesome.
And then he puts up a picture of Jesus up on the IMAG, and it just has Jesus's sandaled foot crushing the RE part of resolutions. And it just says, solutions.
That is so cool.
It is. And the kids go crazy. It just totally blows their mind every year. And he goes, you know, guys, you don't need resolutions. You need solutions. And I just showed you the main solution. And then Christ. And so then we do this really fun thing at the end where all the teens have their balls drop. And it's where everybody gets their own New Year's Eve ball that they get to hang up from the rafters. And we, you know, all the teens' balls drop. And then we, you know,
declare it a new year.
That is right. Have a prayer and call it a night.
Well, happy new year.
That's right. Any resolutions for you, Hallie?
I love doing my resolutions every year.
What do you got?
So for this year, I'm going to say I'm going to keep my Lexus clean. I'm going to do my 10,000 steps on my Fitbit.
Okay.
I'm going to go down one whole size in my jeans.
All right.
And I'm going to start my walk through the Bible program again, where in one solid year I read the Bible from cover to cover.
Oh, so basically the same ones you had last year.
Those are the same ones I did last year, aren't
right,
they?
I think they are, yeah.
Well, you know what? If you do something over and over and over and over and over again, expecting a different outcome every single time, well, you know what? That is the definition of consistent.
Oh.
So at least I'm consistent.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. Do you have any resolutions for the new year? Great. I mean, besides Christ is the solution.
You know, I did decide, Hallie, finally to start dating again. So, you know, I was really ripped up because, you know, my girlfriend Sandra died last year, and that was really hard for
Minka?
Me. And
did you say Sandra?
Yeah, I called her that because I didn't really like her name. And that was kind of since she died, I just have called her Sandra.
As you've been grieving her memory, you just sort of modified her name to something you like.
So I think, you know, I've really talked it over with my friend Clay Mason, and he thinks it's a good idea. And, you know, since I'm helping him raise his stepson right now, Popsicles.
His grandson.
Well, we're calling his stepson, yeah.
Oh.
So I'm focused on Popsicles, and I'm also going to start dating again. So I've gotten back on Christian Friend Finder, and I'm just going to put myself out there.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
Just let your balls drop and get back out there, buddy.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
We'll be right back. like Jesus called Peter the Rock, our guest today has his finger on the pulse of Christian rock. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your friend and mine, Mr. Ryan Pack.
Well, hello there, you two. How are you?
We are so pumped to talk to you because you are just, you've got such a legendary background and you've got such a legendary vision for what you want to do around Twin Hills. Can you first just tell the listeners, anything away. Yeah. I think people would be very excited to know.
We're sitting here with Christian rock royalty. I mean, your legacy is amazing.
Yeah, a little bit. My mom is a Gaither. Oh. I got this Gaither face. I got to drag everywhere with me too.
That's right.
Do you get spotted a lot?
Oh yeah, I look exactly like my grandfather Bill. So I pretty much Bill Gaither everywhere I go, which isn't Tom Cruise, but it's Bill Gaither.
So. That is so cool. I mean, truly, I think the Gaither family has done more for Christ than maybe.
I mean, you could probably even argue more than Jesus himself.
Probably, right. I'd say so. At least in the States,
they've had more concerts. That's for sure.
That's right.
Yeah.
Myself am a musician as well. So
really
coming up with the next generation, a little different. We're going to do it different this next generation. I'm more of a rock and roller.
Do you play instruments? Do you write songs about Christ? Oh, you're just a singer?
I do the audio visual.
Cool. You're the guy that's at the board with all the switches and the lights and
exactly. They call me, my nickname is Zero. You know, because they count down the show. They say 3, 2, 1, and then they point to 0, me, and then I hit the lights and the show starts.
That's really cool. So is that what you've been doing? So is that is that your connection with the Gaithers? Is that what you did?
That's where I cut my teeth. Yeah, I cut my teeth with the Gaithers, Grandpa, all the boys. You know all the Gaithers by now. But if you don't, let me refresh your memory here just a little bit. Anybody heard of Russ Taff? I think we all have. Marshall Hall.
Yeah, totally. I've seen him live and in concert. Yeah. He's amazing.
Yep, I actually am driving around right now in Guy Penrod's car.
Really?
That's how close we are. Yep, David Phelps, Wes Hampton, I'm going to try to think. I got into a lot of trouble with Mark Lowry, but who's not going to get in trouble with Mark Lowry when you're on the road?
That's right.
Yeah, and did you ever meet Sandy Patty?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, yep. She's incredible.
Yeah, Sandy Patty. I was on her first tour. I'm not kidding.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow, you were a roadie or what?
Yeah, no. Well, see, we didn't even have proper lighting boards back then, so I was right on the church light switch.
Oh, that's awesome. So you're just on the light switch, turning them up and down for Sandy Patty. What an amazing thing.
Yeah, and I went around the church just shushing people too, making sure everybody could hear it. Yeah, so big. I mean, I never had a job like that again. One other one. When I was working the loft for Amy Grant.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's the real promised land right there.
Yeah, I did that one for free.
What other Gaithers have you worked with?
Gary McSpadden.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Ever heard of him?
Big Christian, yeah.
Buddy Mullins, Jim Murray, one of the best tenors I've ever heard.
You know, the other day I was in the supermarket and I ran into Vic Cramplin and P.P. LaRue, who are, I think, both in the Gaithers at one point. Of course, Cramblin, had that sex crime thing and had to leave, but they were it's cool that they're still together, doing the thing. They were about to do, an open mic at Gloria Jean's Coffee, and I thought that was cool that they're still out there.
Yeah, well, you could tell the sex stuff was running real heavy through him. You could just kind of feel it off him, sitting by the bus.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he kind of had that aura of something wasn't right in his life.
Yeah. But you said, you contacted us and said that you wanted to come on here because you're really working on a new idea, which has nothing to do with, the Gaithers and all that. And so, we wanted to give you a platform to get the word out about what you're up to.
So, yeah, just my calling card is the Gaithers. But what I do now is rock and roll. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I am the next generation, as we talked about. And I'm not going to be one of these trios or quartets or anything. I want to bring rock and roll into Christian music.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Like Switchfoot and Carmen?
Oh, are they? Yeah. I mean, I didn't know that you knew so many, but yeah, those are some good ones. Some FIF, right?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
But I'm going to do a festival. And I was seeing if you guys ever heard of a festival called Cornerstone.
Of course.
Totally. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I went in with my youth group in high school. I also went in college. It's in the summertime. You can take a tent, mm-hmm. and you don't have to worry about stuff like at secular festivals where it's you're going to get, they're going to blow smoke in your face and mm-hmm. make you get high and burn your brain cells and get raped and all that stuff. And at these ones, you can go to Cornerstone and you can know that the girls are safe from rape and you're not going to breathe in and inhale any drugs.
Totally.
I mean, that's what we're saying. The most you'll ever get at a Christian music festival is maybe second base, right?
Right.
So it's not going to be nerve-wracking for the parents, right?
That's right.
And the most you're ever going to do maybe is smoke a filterless cigarette. Well, let's be honest. We've all tried that a little bit here and there in our childhood and our youth.
True. We've all fallen short of the glory of God.
Let kids be kids.
That's right.
And we're going to have some real hit bands, some bands that have actually been on other real rock and roll tours. Like, ever heard of the Warped Tour?
Oh, totally.
Ooh, yeah.
We got one of their ska bands, Hand of Job.
Oh, wow.
Ska.
They're very good.
That is so cool.
And it's kind of funny because if you're a kid, you love that name because Hand of Job looks like Hand of... And it's funny for these kids because it's fun.
Because it's Hand of Job?
Which is kids slang.
Right.
Sure. Yeah.
Who else are you looking at for this festival?
Well, we got a list right here I want to tell you about because... let me see here. Let me pull this up here. Let me get this going here so you guys can hear this here. Angel Pussy.
Oh, I don't know them.
Some of these aren't vetted yet, FYI.
Okay.
So we got the raw list.
Believe It or Leave It.
Yes.
Double Crossed.
Uh-huh. Cool.
We got Zach and the Sycamore Trees.
Ooh,
very
yes.
nice.
He's on the way down, let's be honest.
Okay,
yeah.
He's been bigger, but... we got them now. The two brothers from Oklahoma, Cain and Abel. And let's see, Blind Virgin Leper.
Cool.
Oh, that's a heavy
metal. They're going to be headlining this year. Yeah, they're going to be headlining this year. So you know Blind Virgin Leper from their first album, second album, third album. Fourth album.
Man, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's like what Striper was back when I was in junior high. Now, that's what BVL, Blind Virgin Leper, is today. That is so cool.
And that's who I've been mainly touring with lately. So that's how this whole thing came about is I got Blind Virgin Leper on first, and then everybody else kind of followed along.
That is amazing.
So you're going to create an alternative to Cornerstone.
And that's what I was going to talk to you guys about, because I noticed you guys got this giant piece of land here.
Yep.
We could do something with that.
Oh, a summer festival, music festival.
Oh, I think that is such a good idea.
Awesome.
You just build it and they will come, right?
That's right.
You know, Ryan, with some of these awesome bands that you're mentioning, I just always wonder, you know, how do you get youth and young people excited about, you know, Christian music when, you know, a lot of my kids, they say, hey, I would listen to Christian music, but it's, how do they usually say it? They usually say it. It sucks.
Mm.
And I'm going, you know what? I think you're wrong. Mm. I think you're not giving it a chance. And they're going, yeah, but we want to listen to, you know,
Beyonce
and Hootie Wap and all these people.
You know what? When I was a kid, my dad used to bring home Diet Coke from Walmart. It was the Walmart brand Diet Coke. And he would keep the Diet Coke bottles and he would put the bad Diet Coke in the other Diet Coke bottles. He'd switch out the Diet Cokes. So we'd be drinking Diet Coke from Walmart, but we'd be thinking that we were drinking Diet Coke from Coca-Cola. Huh. Well, that's, I'm trying to figure out where I was going with this one.
You didn't know the difference?
After a while, I started to prefer the other Diet Coke.
Oh, really?
Really?
So
but you did know the difference.
For a long time, yeah. And when I compare the two side by side, I much prefer Diet Coke to the crappy other Diet Coke. But hey, listen, if you drink enough of it and if it's the only thing around... It's not that bad. It's better than water.
Well, that, you know, Ryan, that is what I tell my kids, which is, you know, you can experience all this secular culture and you can put that into your life. But if you limit that in your life, you don't even experience it. You don't even know it's there. Then, you know, the options on the menu get so much tastier and so much full of zest because, you know, you're looking at the lineup of bands that you have and, you know, yes, you've got a heavy metal band and you've got probably rap and rock and skiffle and scuffle and all these things. And I think that's just so great. And they're going to find something really positive at that festival to listen to.
Hey, we might save a few kids, you know, if that's the worst thing that happens, then heck, let's have a couple of these a year.
That is amazing.
And you should also do like art installations. I've heard of like kids always want to go to Burning Man. They want to go to Burning Man and it's not a good idea because right. there's a bunch of wicked kind of sinful stuff happening out there, drugs and everything in the desert. But they have art installations and things like that. Like you could get all of that going at your Cornerstone.
We are, funny you should mention that. We have a whole tent dedicated to the arts. We have a whole holding pen dedicated to outdoor arts. And we're going to be doing replications of almost all the drugs you can get on the street, only they're not going to have any effect on you.
Wow.
That is a great idea.
We, you know, CBD doesn't get you high. Well, yeah. we're going to have a CBD bong tent. And
wow.
Mm-hmm, and you can even vaporize it if you'd like to instead. But we're trying and some cocaine, but it's not going to be cocaine. I promise you that.
Wow. But you really? Still snort it?
Yep. You can snort it. Yep. And you can freebase it as well.
Wow. You could, Ryan, you could like get a bunch of tabs of acid, but it's just pieces of construction paper cut up into little squares.
Maybe you can come on the planning committee. That's a genius idea, I tell you. And we just got, if you just squint your eyes and cut them up, just champion mushrooms look like the real deal. So we're just going to go ahead and we're going to have everybody covered.
Okay, you know what? I have a dehydrator. I could start taking just little white button mushrooms that I use on my salads, and I can start dehydrating them now, bring you jars and jars of dehydrated mushrooms that look like magic mushrooms.
I love it. It's incredible.
I mean, yeah, I don't know really what any of these things are you guys are talking about, but I'm just going to trust that these things are going to be positive and cool for the youth.
Trust me. There's a lot that I saw on the road, okay? I mean,
Really?
Oh, yeah. There's some dark areas in Christian music as well.
With the Gaithers.
Yeah, I mean, not always coming from the Gaithers. It's a lot of times just coming from the fans. I saw many of Sunday school teachers throwing themselves at the feet of these men. It was just embarrassing.
Really? Yeah. Mm. Well, I'll tell you what. If I'm very honest, I sometimes look at a Michael W. Smith, a Stephen Curtis Chapman, and I'm tempted to stumble in the flesh because they're so good looking, you know? You get charismatic, gorgeous Christian singers. You mentioned Russ Taff. Mm. You also mentioned that you can feel that kind of, when the evil one has its sexual talons into a man and kind of like that sex addiction monkey on his back, you can feel it. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if somebody like Russ Taff, if you're on the road with him, if he's really, I mean, he exudes a sensuality.
I mean, I've met many Christian women who say that Russ is their hall pass.
Really? I mean, I think of him and I'm just like, that guy?
Yeah. You wouldn't think, but he, that voice cuts like a knife through butter and, you know, it's not all visual for women.
That's right. It's more emotional, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, so here you are on the road with these Christian bands, and you're going through America, and you're surrounded by temptations. These Christian people are stumbling in the flesh, wanting to throw themselves at some, you know, they think you're famous, and you're exciting, you're just coming through town, wouldn't it be fun for a little tryst? I mean, how did you resist, or did you?
You just don't want your career to end that way, right? Mm-hmm. So, there's a lot of secretive relationships out there, and you know, I'm not going to go around telling you every story I know. Let's be honest, it'd be really sad to put people out on Front Street like that. I mean, Wes Hampton's living a beautiful life right now. Why would I want to go and mess that up?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's not one of them, by the way, but Adam Crabb, he's got 3 kids. Why would I want to break bad news about him visiting lot lizards in some truck stop in Ames, Iowa? I'm not going to do that. That would be mean to his kids. Adam Suttles. Yeah. There's these guys, they don't strike you as the kind of person that would do that. And I'm not saying they have, but I'm just not going to go out and say that they have either if they have, because I don't want to ruin what they got going.
Did you do like the college tour? Did you ever have any college kids, you know, throwing themselves at you?
Oh, yeah. Well, you got Wheaton Christian, of course.
Wheaton's awesome.
Very wild city.
Really?
Liberty University. You guys know Liberty?
Oh totally. The Falwells are awesome. They've had such a hard year.
They did. God bless them. But there were some wild, wild parties at Liberty.
Oh, really? Did you meet Jerry Falwell Jr. and his wife?
Did I meet him? Oh, yeah. I met
really?
Him.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what's he like? What happened?
That man is broken and then putting together and then broken again and then putting together about once a day. He's conflicted. He's got the devil on his shoulder. He's got the angels on his shoulder. They're fighting. He's got the legacy of his father, and he's got the pressures of the college. And I tell you, I wouldn't want to be in his shoes, but If I were in his shoes, be some fun shoes. That guy really likes to party.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what. I just think it's been heartbreaking this year to see what the liberal media has done with him, saying that he wants to hide behind the door, watching his wife with another man, pool boy, and all this, and that he likes it.
And then he started a youth hostel because of it or something, you know, and they went into business together. And then, you know, it's all just a front to so that they can have this beautiful Latino guy sort of like go to town.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so hurtful, and it's so obvious that, you know, they just want to say the president, you know, blackmailed him to get the evangelical vote.
Right,
you know?
And it's just clearly made up because it's so crazy and it's so specific.
So what if he's a cuck? Oh, no, a guy who likes to watch his wife sexed by another man, right?
Right.
But I mean, don't you think that whole cuck thing is just a fairy tale? It can't be real because, like, that's impossible that a man would like that.
That's maybe it's a gift. Maybe it's a gift unto his wife. Maybe it's a gift unto the other man. And then, of course, you've got the most selfless man right there in the room watching. And maybe he hates every second of it, but his gift given is the most important thing.
He's so selfless, yeah. Wow.
He's so selfless, he doesn't even want to participate in it. He just wants his wife to enjoy himself, herself and the boy he just met enjoy himself.
Are you married?
No, not married, but been close.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I'm only 43 years old, so I figured,
really?
You got some time.
You got plenty of time as a man.
I've been on the road half my life, most of my life, all my life.
And any of the gals you meet on the road are not going to be the type of gal you want to settle down with.
I'll tell you, I've been burned by a few people, some catfishers, if you want to call them something.
What's that?
Basically, I'll just give you my story. I was seeing a woman named Claudia online, and we were getting pretty intimate as far as online goes, sharing secrets, telling each other about body part sizes, things like that. And, well, we make a plan to meet up, and yeah, we're going to Tulsa, Oklahoma, so I know exactly where I'm going. I'm gonna get to myself some of that rib tips, and I'm gonna go to the men's spa. I'm gonna get beat by those leaves, and then I'm gonna relax for the rest of the weekend until the concert on Sunday. Also, Claudia is going to show up. Well, Saturday comes along. I do my routine. I get beat up by the leaves, get my rib tips. Claudia's nowhere to be found.
Really? Where was she?
Well, seems as though, long story short, Claudia is a he. He lives in Miami. His name is Keith, and he's in a wheelchair, and he's almost 70 years old.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Oh, well, I hope you didn't, like, give any sensitive information.
I gave him a credit card. Venmoed him a couple $1,000s.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, what was I supposed to do? He didn't have a car either. Claudia didn't have a car, so I set her up with a lease.
Oh, no.
But you can get out of that thing pretty easy. Or easy enough. But yeah, it was a sad tale. Sad tale.
I'm really sorry about that.
Yeah, Keith and I are still friends, so it's not a big deal.
Oh, that's great.
He's actually, I led him to the Lord, and I have faith that he'll never do that again.
Oh.
That is awesome. I guess that's a cool silver lining out of it.
That's kind of our life motto, actually. I mean, in music, you're kind of winging it out there. You have a set list. You know what you're doing. You know what city you're in. You don't know the audience, and you don't know how everyone's feeling. There might be some day where Mark Lowry comes in waltzing on the stage feeling like not singing his best that day. Well, David Phelps got to catch him.
At least you only got catfished once.
You know, I did get catfished one other time.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Really? What was the story with that one?
Well, I'm back up two months before I find out Keith is not Gloria. I'm seeing a woman named Heather. And she's, yes, maybe I'm talking to two women at once, so I had this coming. Okay? But let's be honest also, I'm on the road all my life.
Right.
I'm lonely. I swore off pornography many, many years ago. It's just, honestly, I was lonely. And so I struck up a conversation with Heather on a group chat for this swap site I'm a part of. And she seems nice, so I... anyway, long story short, I'm trying to meet her in a hotel in Dallas when we're there trying to do a couple shows in Dallas. Can't find her anywhere. We're supposed to meet at 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
What do you normally do when you're in Dallas?
I'm doing my regular thing in Dallas. I'm going to... I'm getting some loose beef at Caron's, and And then I got to go over to see Gary, who runs a shelter that I used to work at. No kidding. And then I get back to the hotel. There's nowhere to be found. Heather's nowhere to be found. She's supposed to be in the lobby. I get a little bummed out about it. Do some detective work. Cut to a couple months later. Find out her name is not a her. It's his. His name's Keith. He lives in Miami. It's the same damn Keith.
Oh,
same
no.
damn Keith. Yeah. Took me for a couple grand.
You two really have a connection.
So just to, so I'm clear, had you uncovered Keith the first time and saved him?
This was a double uncovering at the same time.
Okay. At least he didn't break your trust and then, go back in for a second helping of beef, as it were.
I found out that Keith was Claudia and Heather in the same moment.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I'm still friends with Keith Claudia, but I'm not talking to Keith Heather anymore. I lost my trust.
Well, that's probably healthy. Yeah, you got to have healthy boundaries. Now, I think it's real cool hearing about life on the road, that you have different routines in different cities. I think that's so cool. Like, I know in down in Louisville, there's the Peabody Hotel where the ducks come down the elevator and get in the thing, and I always try to go there. Like, what do you got, for instance, like, let's say you roll into Nashville.
Well, you got to go get some sloppy peas, and which are not sloppy. They actually should be renamed tight peas, because if you want sloppy peas, you don't go to Nashville.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Get some sloppy peas, and then I'll take a trip over to, they have a nice monument there. It looks like Greek ruins. I don't know if you've ever been there.
No.
And I'll go there and I'll reenact some Bible stories by myself, something like that. Put them on my Instagram, because the kids love that.
Oh, I'll have to follow you. What's your Instagram handle? I'll have to follow you.
Ryan Pack 2.
Oh, it's too bad you didn't get Ryan Pack or Ryan Pack 1 or something.
Ryan Pack 1 was taken already by Keith.
Oh.
He took 3 as well. Didn't I guess he didn't want to.
He's got you sandwiched.
Yeah. That was the Heather in Keith doing a move like that, if you know what I mean. Claudia Keith would have never done anything like that.
That's a real rock and a hard place, isn't it?
Well, speaking of catfish, you ever eat catfish?
Oh, yeah. If you go to Phoenix, you got to have catfish. Every city's got their neat little secret, and Phoenix is catfish. So you go into...
That's cool.
Yeah, just like if you go into Reno, you're going to want to stop off for some pork chops and applesauce.
Yeah.
Seems simple, but the way that they do it ain't so simple. It's like 15 ingredients. You go to Binghamton, New York, for instance, you're going to want to get the burnt toast.
Oh.
Just exactly what it sounds like.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I'll give you some more. I'm trying to think of some others that you might. Stillwater, Oklahoma. Go to Smokey Joe's and get yourself an ice cream. What do they call those? An ice cream.
Sandwich?
Yes. It's made with waffles.
Oh.
And if you ever go to, if you ever stop off in Branson, you got to go over to Sleepy Cheryl's, and she makes the best nacho wings.
Oh.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Is that, so that's nacho, is that not, is that
exactly what it sounds like? Yeah.
Okay. Nachos with wings on them, or are they wings with a nacho flavoring?
They're wings covered in they're nacho wings. I don't know.
That sounds nacho wings. So good.
And you can get them boneless now too. So it's kind of before you could just eat the bones because they're nachos. But now they got them boneless too, so that's a good thing.
You know, Ryan, this is awesome, I just think that it's so cool to have someone with so much experience in the music scene and on the road who wants to come and do something here in Indianapolis at Twin Hills with this concert series that you're going to do. Do you have an idea of a name for the festival?
Yeah, we're running some ideas through the grinder. Maybe you guys can help us, because Cornerstone was obviously monumental to you guys. It was as well for me.
Totally.
So we don't want to steal them. I was thinking Corner Rock, right? That's a little bit of a too close, right? So I was thinking the Ebenezer Fest.
Oh, cool. So Ebenezer is sort of a mashup between Ebenezer and Nebuchadnezzar. I love that.
Exactly. But that we can't do that because we have a cover band, Better Than Ebenezer, coming. They do covers of Better Than Ezra.
Oh, really?
And, but only they change out all the words into Christian songs. So
that is great. I thought maybe, I think a good way to really get youth involved in things now is to use their language against them. And one thing that I've often do is I say, something slaps or this is WAP, or you know, it's low key, it's off the chain.
Fire, this is, you hear that every day.
Right, this is very, very fire. I'll sometimes say, I stand this. So maybe you could just mash up a bunch of those and just be like, this is, you know, the Stan Jesus fire.
The fire festival. Fest. Sure, yeah.
Maybe just fire festival. I think that's maybe call it fire festival.
Fire,
yeah.
Just fire festival.
Now, Ryan, forgive me if this is too personal a question, but did you ever get any advice, grandfatherly or great-grandfatherly advice from Bill or Gloria Gaither?
Yeah, my grandfather told me to stay away from the music industry. And not because it was scary or he was going to take me or somebody else. He just didn't see that I had any talent for it.
I wonder if the Gaithers wanted to discourage you from music, because I've heard that when Lucifer, he was the angel of light in heaven, and when he got in that argument with God and he fell from heaven, he took that angel of light power that he had and really turned it into rock music. And you know, why should the devil have all the good music?
You know, I think that there's something to it as well. I mean, I changed my life around, but the first couple of years I was listening to rock and roll, I was slipping and sliding all the way down to hell, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, as I aforementioned, where my pornography addiction sort of came and went in those couple years. I had more pornography than you could even imagine.
Really?
And you blame that on the music?
Yeah. I mean, you're gonna be led to your vice, all right, when you're listening to Led Zeppelin II. And my vice just happened to be, I mean, we're talking like, you know those bins that come in off trains, you can put them in your house? Cargo storage bins. Cargo bins? Cargo bays? Okay.
Oh, so really large.
Mm-hmm. I had three of those filled with pornography on our family ranch, and my grandfather stumbled upon it, and that was the end of that.
Probably not hard to find.
I bet you got seduced by the rock and roll, because I've heard that they put subliminal porno sounds inside the music.
Oh, yeah. The Gaithers do that a little bit, but not with porno sounds. It's sounds of prayer.
Oh, that's great. Awesome.
Well, it's been so awesome talking to you, Ryan. And you know, what can we expect for the festival? Have you secured funding and, you know, figured out how you're going to pull it off?
Well, luckily, a lot of these bands are going to do for free. They got favors. I mean, I worked a lot of years on the road with these guys, over 20 different and over 3,000 different shows I've been on. So I got a lot of favors coming my way. But yes, I am funded for the rest of the way too. So everything's taken care of. I got a guy in Miami, Florida, who is taking care of us financially for the front end, and then whatever I make on the back end, it's business, but I'm sure your church can get a cut of that as well.
And how does that work? He gave you money, or?
Yeah, well, it's I don't actually have the money yet, but it's promised. It's in the trust and somewhere in the offshore account. I don't know. I can get the emails and read it to you, but really, honestly, it's really complicated, but the money is there. I've been assured over email. So,
ooh, who's the mysterious donor?
It is a guy named Keith from Miami. So,
I'm sure it'll be fine. Ryan Pack was played by Brian Jack. He's a member of my improv family, The Reckoning, and I couldn't love my comedy brother more. Follow him at BJackBJ.
I'm Holly Laurent, playing Hallie Labonte, and Gray Haas is played by Greg Hess. You can follow me at Holly Laurent and follow Greg at Hey Greg Hess. And of course, Mega is on your favorite form of social media, and that is at Mega the Podcast. Email your mailbag questions to megathepodcast@gmail.com, and for a special spot in heaven, rate and review us on iTunes and support us on Patreon.